Lois has a announcement for us.
Folks, I just wanted to share that one of Olive's children, her son who lives in Kent, is very seriously ill. And so could we all hold Olive in our prayers, please, and all the family. I've been in touch with Helen, her daughter, and quite a few of us will know Amelia, who would come with Olive to church. So please, just keep them all in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lois. Now I'll hand over to Francis. And thank you very much, Francis, for coming to take our service today on Zoom.
Good morning, everyone. And I feel welcome. We are glad that you are here with us during this bright sunshine day. This is a sign of good things. So we invite you to spend a few moments with God, knowing that there are many others in such act of worship around the world in this digital or sacred place. For God is here with us. God is with him, the Father of all. Call to worship comes from Psalms 105, verse 40 from NIV. They asked him, and he brought them quail, and he fed them well with the bread of heaven. We gather to worship God, source of all and word of truth, bread of life, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. We say together, he is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And so we gather together again. We gather in the name of Christ, our Lord. Our hope in him comes from a new Easter song sung by Shahona Edwards, Raisin.
When darkness veiled the sky, the day that Jesus died in agony upon the bitter cross, they took his body down and laid it in a tomb. His friends believed that everything was lost,
but when the third day came, darkness turned to light, for Mary heard her name and saw the living Christ risen to set the captives free. And he will come again, and one by one.
Prayer of invocation and adoration. Living God, long ago, faithful women, Mary Magdalene and our friends, proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and the world was changed forever. Teach us to keep our faith with him, that our witness may be as bold and our love as deep and our faith as true. Amen. Together we say, God of freedom, redeem us. God of life, restore us. God of hope, liberate us. Gracious God, in whom we know the power of redemption, you stand among us in the shadows of our time as we move through every sorrow and trials of this life. Be our strength and be our comfort. Uphold us with knowledge of the final morning, when in the glorious presence of your risen Son, we will share in his resurrection. All of us are muted. Keep muted, please, yes. Together, God of life and love, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open our eyes that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns, appear now in us as a justice, love, and peace to serve your humanity to the glory of your name. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from the New Testament, Luke Gospel, chapter 24, 36 and 48. And after Luke, of course, we'll have him. Jesus is the name above all other names by Godfrey Battelle. Now the Gospel reading. Trevor?
host has muted you. Ah, we're there. Okay, I couldn't unmute, but okay. If you can hear me now, hopefully. The reading is from Luke chapter 24 and verses 36 to 48. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
Thank you, Trevor.
Jesus, stand high over all, in hell or above sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly, and devils fear and fly. Hey! Jesus, the on
Thank you for that wonderful singing. We are in the third Sunday in Lent, and it has been quite a journey of reflection since we started Lent, entered into Easter, and we've been celebrating after going through difficult season. And as we look at the writing by in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, that's 6 and 49, the first verse introduces to us on the activity of the day of the disciples on that Sunday. The scripture tells us they were still talking about this. And if you are looking keenly from verses 36 to 49, I'm not sure what topic strikes you, interests you, or raises some anxiety or curiosity if you looked keenly at those verses. Or perhaps let's ask ourselves, if you were the preacher today, what topic, what theme could you have titled this portion of scripture? So today I want to talk to you about being a witness. So the scripture says they were talking about this. Luke assumes that the readers, the hearers of this gospel, are acquainted with the writing of Matthew, acquainted with the writing of Gospel of Mark. So Luke assumes that the readers already know what was the subject of that season. They were discussing about resurrection. And of course, due to theories that existed at that time. Because at the times of Jesus, there are so many theories that influence believers of early Christianity. And of course, we are aware of the three religious sects also together, which existed and confused people about resurrection. We have a religious group called the scribes. We have a religious group called the Pharisees. We have a religious group called the Sadducees, the extremists among the Jewish people who controlled the affair of the temple in Jerusalem. And therefore, most of the disciples were not aware what to take, what to believe, what to take and what to leave. So perhaps they were arguing, disputing whether really Jesus was risen or his body was stolen by the Romans, as a theory, suppose. But while they're talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them. Now that's very striking to you and to me. Imagine you are in a park, sitting, relaxing in the sunshine, or in a beach, or walking behind the hills of Brampton Valley. And you're talking, or maybe talking nicely or positively, about somebody, let's say a gossip, a sacred gossip. You're talking, discussing about somebody. And all of a sudden, as you discuss about that person, he appears or she appears in your midst. They say, talk of the devil. You discuss about someone all of a sudden, here, and they are shocked and surprised. How did he come in? Which entry point did he use? So Luke reminds us about the kingdom, which we are preparing ourselves for another theme, Bible study theme called Thy Kingdom Come. Luke reminds us the resurrection is not about flesh and blood. Resurrection it about changed glory from one glory to another. And so therefore Jesus appeared in a resurrected body. And he says to them, peace be with you. Peace be with you. What a comforting words, if I could say, that people are waiting to hear as the cases of the spread of COVID continue to spread. What a word of assurance for somebody who just lost a job due to the impact of the ongoing issues related with COVID. Think of the people who are facing issues of health and they are waiting a medical report from a doctor. These are suitable words for anybody in a situation of dilemma. Peace be with you. And I pray this morning, if you are facing issues, these words are suitable, applicable to you. Whatever it is, Jesus appears to you this Sunday morning. And you see, as he appeared, verse 7, because I'm trying to do a very brief exegesis, which I have a passion for. Looking at the scripture by scripture, verse by verse, it takes time, of course, but in order for me to be able to explain the message of today, verse 7, they were startled. So you're walking together, and somebody, you're talking about somebody, he appears, she appears. What happens to you? Do you jump? You look around asking, oh, where did you come from? Right? You get shocked, startled. It's like you are shocked. And the other word Luke uses, he says, and frightened. So afraid and thinking they saw a ghost. But Luke tells them, no, the kingdom of God is not flesh and blood. This is Christ. Why are you troubled? Why do you doubt in your mind? You see, during this period of resurrection, because I assume the place they were, disciples were probably assembled in the upper room where the Lord's Supper took place, where the Lord's Supper was instituted, as Martin Temple would institute the Lord's Supper today. And this place became an ordinary place. It is the same place that Jesus told them, go, wait in Jerusalem. They were so hopeless. Hopeless in situation of their grief. And they almost forgot what Jesus taught them. How easily do we forget the powers of the scriptures? Even as after God has given us a promise in his word, we often forget so fast. The two people from Emmaus that's on that day could not so far kaido a gleam of hope as to make them believe that their Lord stood among them. Quite often, when things happen, we ask, Lord, where are you? Why have you left me by myself, Lord? Where are you? The same questions people have, family, loved one in hospitals, people who are grieving today, last week. They ask these questions because we are human beings. God, where are you? In Luke, I believe that Jesus appeared to Cleophas, these two people, to Cleophas. But who was the other person? As I read most of the scriptures, it says it's Mary Magdalene. These two were on their journey because they were strong believers whom Jesus could trust to be his witnesses to the fact that he was alive and he was not stolen by Romans or the Jewish leaders. Jesus revealed himself to to Cleophas and Mary, the prophecies which were fulfilled. They were chosen disciples, proven and dedicated and trustworthy to proclaim the story of Christ, the Messiah. He is risen. Today, the Lord is calling us to be his witnesses, faithful, dedicated, trustworthy. May God bless each one of us with the same kind of unshakable faith. I have heard it said in conclusion that those who doubt most yet strive to overcome their doubts and fears come out or turn out to be the same strongest Christian believers ever. May the Lord and the peace of the Lord be in you, be with you in this tough time that the church, believers of Christ, will remain dedicated, trustworthy witnesses of the resurrection. Shalom. God bless you. Let's go for prayers. Since it is still Easter, I urge each one of you to approach this moment of prayer within the spirit of raising Christ. Pray as the Spirit leads you. Let's have a moment of prayer and think of anything that you wish to pray for. Loving Father, we cannot thank you enough more than the gift of life that you have given us. A new day, a bright sunshine. Thank you for walking with us faithfully in this journey of almost 1 year and few months since lockdown was declared early March. We count blessings. We count benefits. But at the same time, Lord, we count the toll, the monumental losses that surrounds us each day. Losses of good health. Losses of a loved one. Losses of a job. Losses of relationship. Due to domestic violence, abuse of all manner of kind. Issues that affect our society, including climate change. Losses of friends, losses of a pet, or something that we love you, we love so much. We count that toll. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us if we have sought to question and ask you complicated questions that we are likely not to get answers now. But we remember those valuable moments and treasured moments with the people that you've taken, illnesses has taken away from us. Help us to remember them now in the name of Jesus. As we remember Vahola, who just lost a son in the Kent Hospital, we pray for the soul of Christopher. And the struggle, Lord, as this elder lady had to go last night, go and hold the hand of his son, kiss him the last kiss before he could be taken out of house equipment. We pray, Lord, as she engages and consults with the hospital to seek the best way forward to have the body of Christopher brought here in Northampton and prepared for burial. We pray for the husband. We pray for Andrew, the son, who is trying to bring her back, take her back again. Lord, and those that we do not know this morning in various hospitals across the United Kingdom and the world, family that have lost a loved one, bring them to our prayers. Those in hospitals, we bring them to our prayers. Those that we have left in our homes, we bring them to our prayers. We pray for this country, and we pray for the church, and also we remember to pray for the Duke of Edinburgh, for the many contributions that he has brought to this country, and how he has been very supportive to Our Majesty the Queen. We bring these prayers as the Queen grieves and her family. You strengthen them, Lord. We bring prayers to our children who are preparing for exams. We pray for teachers who look after them on a daily basis. We pray for the healthcare workers who look after our people in home cares and hospitals. Lord, we remember anyone among ourselves who has a burden for a loved one and they are so concerned about what is happening with them. We bring these prayers to them. We pray for the Baptist and Methodist family. God, you have guided us, led us to share, worship, experience you, Lord, together. We thank you for the love and the abode of fellowship. May that fire continue burning, for you are the future. You are the plan for both of our churches. We bring these prayers this morning, Lord, and if there's anything else that is emergent that needs your attention, may the Holy Spirit remember to intercede for us for what we cannot remember to pray for. Therefore, we bring these prayers in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's share the Lord's Prayer together as we go to our next music, Behold the Lamp by Stuart Townend. Then Martin Tambo will take over to lead us in the institution of the Holy Communion. Let's share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins and as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forevermore. Amen. Behold the Lamp.
Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us. And we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross. So we share. So we share. Bread of life, and we drink of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace around the table of the King. The body of our Savior Jesus Christ, torn for you.
So after those wonderful words that we've just sung, we gather around the table of the King and we remember the death, the breaking of the body and the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's take a moment to just come before him with a quiet prayer to search our hearts before we do this supper together. Father, as we come before your table, we confess to you that we are but sinners, saved by grace, redeemed by the sacrifice of your Son, the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood. And as we come to this table, we ask, Lord, that you would search our hearts and point out anything that we may be involved in or attitudes that we have that may be offensive to you or causing problems to others or causing lack of growth in our own lives. And we ask that you would reveal them to us as we come before this throne. Lord, as we gather, we ask that you would bless us as we remember this. And we declare that you will come again victorious as King and ruler of all. Amen. The scriptures, I'm going to read from Luke's Gospel today. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. It says, when Jesus arrived at the upper room, he took his place at the table along with all the apostles. And then he told them, I have longed with passion and desire to eat this Passover lamb with you before I endure my sufferings. I promise you that the next time we eat this, we will be together in the feast of God's kingdom. Then he raised a cup and he gave thanks to God and said to them, take this and pass it on to one another and drink. I promise you that the next time we drink this wine, we will be together in the feast of God's kingdom. Then he lifted up a loaf, and after praying a prayer of thanksgiving to God, he gave each of his apostles a piece of bread, saying, "This loaf is my body, which is now being offered to you. Always eat it to remember me." After supper was over, he lifted the cup again and said, "This cup is my blood of the new covenant I make with you, and it will be poured out soon for all of you." So we've just read, Jesus took some bread and he broke it and he handed it to his disciples around his table where they were eating. So together, let's take our bread. Let's remember that Jesus' body was broken for you and for me to take our sins, and thank him as we eat the bread together. Amen. Having shared the bread together, just they ate their supper, and after the supper, just he took a cup and he offered it to the disciples. "This cup is my blood of the new covenant, which I make with you, and it will be poured out for you." So together, as we take our wine, remember that Jesus' blood was shed for us, and it is through his blood that we are washed clean and redeemed. Jesus, we thank you for paying the price. Amen. Together we drink. So, Father, having eaten the bread and drunk the wine, we thank you for the price that you have paid for us. And we celebrate with one another that you have risen and you will come back victorious to reign forever. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Francis.
Thank you, Martin, for the institution of the Lord's Supper. We prepare for our final blessings. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life. And may Almighty God bless us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the message of Easter, for the assurance it brings of your triumph over the death, the proof it offers that love will always have the last words. Yet alongside that message, there is another that perhaps we do not hear so often, a call to action as well as to celebration. Together as mutant, we share that prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave your disciples joy. Teach us to learn to lead others to you, and help us to understand that Easter was not for the few, but for all, not just for them, but for the whole world. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us that we often forget that having experienced your risen presence, find ourselves quite often trying to keep to ourselves. Having met with you, we fail to introduce others to you in turn. Having received so much, we have shared so little. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Take a moment today to reflect on today's service. How has God spoken to you? Let's declare the final blessings as declared by Moses in Numbers chapter 22, 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Let's share the grace together. May the grace
of Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Next slide is just an information. And thank you. God bless you and have a wonderful week ahead. Announcements, please. And thank you, Adria, for hosting us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Just a few notices for us. Next Sunday morning, Zoom at 11, as usual. Paul will be leading our service. And we have prayers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. as usual on Zoom. And I think the first Sunday in May, you are having a pastor's service, Trevor?
Yes, it is all planned now. We are expecting to be at the pastures three weeks today. It will be a locally resourced worship service. And if anybody is interested in going, if they could let Catherine Jones know.
Okay, thank you.
Obviously, numbers will be limited to 30, so if anybody's disappointed, we apologise in advance.
Yeah. And on the following Sunday, the 9th of May, we're going to hold a hybrid service, Zoom and in the Baptist premises. Janet already has been receiving booking, so if you want to be in the church physically again, we are limited numbers because of the regulations. So please speak with Janet in order to book your place there. And before we part, are there any other messages or announcements anybody wishes to share with us?
Could I perhaps just say that, we've been collecting stuff for the Hope Centre over Lent, and that will all be going off tomorrow. So if anybody has still got anything that they want to contribute, if they bring it either to me or to Pam Kirkland or to Sheila Howard, then it will make its way to the Hope Centre tomorrow.
What are you collecting, Lois? Are you collecting money or clothes or toiletries? What?
Both, everything. So yes, food, money, toiletries, I've had sleeping bags and towels, anything like that. Okay. Yes, please. Thank you.
Anything else anybody wishes to share? If not, then, well, thanks very much once again, Francis, for leading us in our worship and your message. Thank you, Martin, for leading us in communion. And I wish and hope everybody has a very good week in the coming week. So God bless everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Peaceful week. Peace be with you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Francis. Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Bye.